A picture is worth a thousand words, but sometimes it takes a lot of pictures first to understand one word.
That was Jim Meeks, an outreach worker with Street Health at the Leaside Public Library. 2 years ago, he was one of a dozen current or formerly homeless people who took part in a unique art project. Street Health gave them cameras and asked them to photograph what it's like to live on the streets. The Toronto Arts Council provided funding. The photographers fanned out across Toronto. They shot the places they slept. They took pictures of people struggling to survive. And then they compiled their work and their stories and put them together in two exhibits. The exhibits, called A Sleep in Toronto and A Day in the Life, were on display at the library for the month of January. They are going to Calgary next. Meek says the purpose of the projects was to give a voice to those who had none, and in doing that, get the public to take a closer look at homelessness. Artist and homeless advocate Ron Zig also took part in the projects. He lived on the streets for 10 years. He became homeless because he was addicted to crack. But he has been clean and sober and off the streets for 4 years.
My mission is to inform people about the fact that homeless people and addicts are people. They are not vermin, and they deserve a better break.
Ronzik says art projects like these give the homeless hope. It helps them start to visualize a better life.
It's hard. First of all, you have to imagine a new life, and that's the hardest part. But anything you can imagine, you can do.
The directors of the project say more funding is needed to support art for the disadvantaged. They say the exhibits have changed the lives of those involved by giving them a way to share their stories with the public and given them hope in ending homelessness in Canada once and for all. Victoria Wells, Observer News, Toronto.